So, you have a Deadpool movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like you're a little scared.
Well, you know, this is our first time diving into this crazy R-rated stuff like this.
Right.
So just, you know, be gentle.
You got it, sir. Don't worry. It's gonna be okay.
Okay, so you know how at the end of Logan he died that heroic death?
Yeah, beautiful ending, very emotional.
Well, at the start of this movie, Deadpool's gonna dig up his decomposed corpse and kill a bunch of guys with his bones.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're okay.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, in 2018, Deadpool uses the time travel device from Deadpool 2 to go to Earth 616 and meet with Happy Hogan and try to join the Avengers.
He's from several movies. Oh, boy, that's a very fun cameo.
Oh, okay, if that's your reaction to that cameo, that's like, that's the tip of the cameo berg.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, one of the main audience reactions I'm going for with this movie is, hey.
That's the most satisfying way to say hey.
I agree. So anyway, 6 years later, Deadpool is brought into the TVA by this guy, Paradox, who tells him his timeline is dying because the anchor being Logan has died.
Anchor being?
Yeah, each timeline has one and can't keep going without it.
What about the millions of years before anchor beings are born? And if them dying kills a timeline, does that mean they're all supposed to be immortal? I have so many questions.
Hey, shut up about all of them. It's just a reason for Deadpool to go find a Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
So before Paradox mercy kills his timeline, Deadpool grabs a tempad and goes to search for a replacement.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's going to be a very fun multiverse montage. There's going to be a short Wolverine. There's going to be one played by Henry Cavill.
He's from Argyle.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Good cameo.
Listen, sir, are you going to react like this to every single cameo?
Yes.
Well, cameos are kind of one of the main things we do in this movie, so maybe I should just list them all for you, get it out of the way.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle that.
Chris Evans is Johnny Storm.
He's from the Fantastic...
I know. Then there's Wesley Snipes as Blade, Jennifer Garner as Elektra, Daphne Keen as X-23, we've got Channing Tatum as Gambit, Aaron Stanford as Pyro, Tyler Mane as Sabretooth, we've got Toad, we've got Juggernaut, we've got Nathan Fillion, Blake Lively, Matthew McConaughey,
sir? Sure.
Is he gonna be okay?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Is he in a coma?
I don't know.
Wait, do you think I'm a doctor?
Well,
dang it, I told my wife this white jacket she got me would make me look like a doctor. I'm just another producer guy.
Oh.
Well, can I keep pitching my movie to you?
Sure, let's go.
So anyway, I was telling the other producer guy the movie's gonna be a great vehicle for cameos.
And what were the cameos exactly?
I'm not going through that again. So anyway, Deadpool finds the worst Wolverine, and then the TVA sends them to this void filled with superhero cameos.
Okay.
And this Wolverine doesn't like Deadpool, so they're gonna fight a bunch.
Don't they both regenerate?
They do, yeah. So it's gonna be just a ton of stabbing with no stakes.
Sick!
And Deadpool's gonna crack a bunch of jokes about how Disney and Marvel isn't good anymore. Anymore. Stuff's going so bad.
It's kind of hurtful.
And how multiverses just aren't very compelling.
Just to be clear, this is a multiverse movie, right?
Yeah, but if you point out the thing you're doing, that makes it okay for some reason. I'm breaking the fourth wall.
And I'm okay with it.
So anyway, now Deadpool and Wolverine need to get out of this cameo void to go save the timeline.
Okay.
So some bad cameos bring them and Johnny Storm to the leader of the void, Cassandra Nova.
And what's her deal?
Well, she's Charles Xavier's twin, so. Powerful mind, baldiful head.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but she's evil.
Why?
Because she's antagonistic.
Got it.
And she's gonna absolutely decimate Johnny Storm, rip his skin off, turn him to blood and bones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I figure we continue the trend from Doctor Strange, where a Fantastic Four character dies a horrible death.
Kind of a weird trend to develop, but okay.
So then Cassandra leaves Deadpool and Wolverine to be killed by Eliath, the big smoke monster from Loki.
She doesn't just kill them, too?
No, because the movie's not done and they need to escape, so they escape.
Oh, good for them.
And then they're gonna meet up with Blade and Elektra and X-23 and Channing Tatum as Gambit. Channing Tatum never played Gambit.
No, sir,
but he almost did. And let me tell you, people that paid attention to casting news in 2014 for films that were ultimately canceled are gonna love that cameo.
Pretty specific target you're aiming for there.
And I intend to hit it.
I imagine you will.
So Wolverine's gonna have a nice scene with X-23 and she's gonna make him feel better about all the X-Men dying in his timeline.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and that convinces him to be heroic, so they go confront Cassandra again.
Very exciting.
And they get her to open this big old Doctor Strange portal hole to go back to their timeline.
Strange holes are tight.
But now Cassandra decides she wants to destroy all timelines and just keep the void.
Why?
Because it's the time in the movie when we raise the stakes.
Oh, okay.
So she sends like 100 Deadpool cameos to fight them.
They're all Deadpool, so they all regenerate?
Well, there's one nice Deadpool that doesn't have that power, so he dies.
But other than that, this is a giant fight scene where none of the fighters can get hurt.
Yeah, there's no way they're not all gonna be okay, but it's gonna look very cool and be an entertaining way for an audience.
audience to spend 3 to 4 minutes of their time, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I guess you're right.
So Cassandra wants to destroy all the timelines.
Yeah, but they find out that if they cut power to this time ripper machine, they can save the day, but it'll kill whoever does that.
Wow, so it's going to be impossible for both of them to survive till the end of the movie.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, turns out it would kill one person, but they both use their bodies as conductors, and so they're okay.
Oh.
Yeah, the power of two.
Oh, that's got a nice ring to it. I'm going to mention that to the Star Wars team, see if that inspires them.
That sounds like it's going to be good.
So anyway, then there's a happy ending, and the whole movie's just kind of a love letter to the superhero movies that came before.
A love letter to what's come before. I like that.
Yeah, you know, a nice way to say goodbye to the past and let it go.
No, I don't like that part. I'm not gonna do that part.
What?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.